Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at PlushCare.com/weightloss. That's PlushCare.com/weightloss. PlushCare.com/weightloss.
Here's a cool fact. A crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Another cool fact, you can get short-term health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. United Healthcare short-term insurance plans are designed for people who are between jobs, coming off their parents' plan, or turning a side hustle into a full-time gig. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. Get more cool facts about United Healthcare short-term plans at uh1.com.
Hello and welcome to Why Do You Think You've Got No Friends? My name is Emily Lang. I'm an actress, writer, singer, codependent, returnee from rock bottom and a gratefully recovering addict. And this is the podcast where we aim to rid the shame. The highs and lows and deadly blows that ultimately led us to the lessons that we never knew we needed to learn but are so grateful that we did. So, breathe. Whatever you're doing right now, just take a second and do it with me, okay? Breathe in for four. Hold for four. Breathe out for eight. Pay a little bit of attention to your body. Where are your shoulders sitting right this second? How tight is your jaw? Can you release it a little bit? Just create a gap at the back of your teeth, just at the back of your mouth. Just release your jaw a little bit. Just let it all go for a second. Drop your shoulders, release your jaw, and breathe. Now, this might seem a really patronizing start to this episode, but trust me, it's not at all. I have to do this multiple times a day. And not because I'm being really vigilant and exercising, keeping my anxiety at bay like a past injured, strained muscle, but because I have these moments of being completely paralyzed. And it's only by doing things like this can I actually start to put one foot in front of the other again. And I mean that quite literally, because there are moments during the day when I cannot move. I speak very openly about my struggles with mental health. I talk a lot about the past and how things were in the before time, as I like to call it, before I was diagnosed and very much existing in active addiction. Things were, of course, very different back then. I was very different. And I was on a downward spiral that was heading, without dispute, towards death in one of a few ways. These days, a lot of people like to ask me about my drinking habits and exactly what would happen if I had a drink now. There seems to be this idea, a little bit of a cartoon image, that if I even accidentally had a shot of vodka, all hell would break loose and I'd instantly turn feral like Edward Cullen smelling blood. And I highly doubt that would be the case. I'm not actively willing to test it, but the chances of me turning into some kind of Tasmanian devil after swallowing a bit of tequila, they're very, very slim. I may be able to have just one drink in that moment. I've been able to do it before, which is one of the reasons why I struggled so much with actually attending to my drinking problem. But it wasn't just having the one that ever bothered me. It was the idea of not having the opportunity or the lifeline readily available, to always have the option to drink if and when I needed it. And yes, I say needed because it was a perceived need, not want. I used to think about potentially being pregnant at some point in the future. And the main thing that perturbed me when considering it wasn't the usual understandable concerns, but the undeniable fact that I would not be able to drink for 9 straight months, categorically. And my reaction was always just like, how the fuck am I going to do that? I did Sober October in 2019. And as it approached, I dreaded it more and more. I always felt safer when I had alcohol in the house, not because I was necessarily going to go right ahead and drink it, but because I felt safe in the knowledge that I could if I wanted to. And the idea of not having that option, even for just the period of a month, which wasn't even medically fucking prescribed, that made me feel sick with anxiety. Because I knew if there was a bad day or a bad moment or I had something quite big and high stakes to do, I wouldn't be able to turn to the one thing that I knew would unquestionably help me out. I would have to actually sit with the feelings I was having, whatever they may be, stress, anxiety, boredom, debilitating sadness. This is the thing about sobriety. They like to say this in the fellowship a lot. The good news about sobriety, you get your feelings back. The bad news about sobriety is you get your feelings back. In October 2019, there were a few things going on that I knew weren't really serving me or teeing me up for what could be a sparkling future. But I didn't want to look at any of it or begin to acknowledge what I was actually feeling, because the upheaval and extreme changes that would come with that were far too terrifying to comprehend. Essentially, at that time, it was just far more convenient, far easier to just be drunk. Because I really didn't want to have to deal with the paperwork when I attended to my feelings and situation. It was, in essence, a very cowardly response, and one that I am not particularly proud of. But it was the easier way out. At that time, if I drink, the voice in my head that is telling me that things aren't right will be placated and silenced for another 12 hours at least. Enough time for me to pretend that everything is okay and no rash decisions need to be made, even though those quote-unquote rash decisions had been hovering for a good 18 months already. If I drink, I'll be reassured that I'm just overthinking and everything is fine. Vodka was my best mate, who never ever called me up on my bollocks. And a solid example of why sometimes it's a really good thing and an act of kindness to sit our friends down and say, hey, this shit isn't okay. What can we do about this? Vodka basically lubricated the sides of the square peg that I was relentlessly jamming into a round hole. One of the main reasons I don't drink is because I don't want this to happen again. Because it is amazing what begins to be tolerable when the parameters of tolerance are blurred by booze. It all just becomes a little bit easier to accept. I know that this is a short episode, but if anything I have said here is resonating with you, or maybe you can see the signs in someone you care about, I urge you to take a look at what's going on. And the idea of that may be a very frightening prospect, but there are people and there are places who will help you through and make a transition far, far easier and more comfortable and more supported. But if, like me, the idea of not having a drink readily available is worrying you, it's possible that you really need to take a look at what's actually happening. And the huge change, it doesn't need to happen today, but just let this sit with you a little bit. Because future you will thank past you profusely. Trust me, I am living evidence of this. And as I said before, I was not brave at all. I took the coward's way out over and over and over until I was literally forced to do something different. And I'm not just saying that. Trust me. I am linking the Alcoholics Anonymous website in the bio. If drinking and exactly why you're drinking is something that is worrying you, I urge you to just take a little look. Walk into any meeting anywhere in the world and you will find a bunch of people who just fucking get it. If you or anyone you know is struggling or needs help with the issues discussed on Why Do You Think You've Got No Friends, please visit the podcast bio where you will find contact numbers with people readily available to give support. Please get in touch with your stories at either contact@whydoyouthink.com or on Instagram at emily_lang_UK. To have your story or your thank you letter read on the podcast, please put survivor story or thank you letter either at the top or in the subject line. We really, really want to hear from you, and we don't care if it's a catastrophe story or a small win from your week, your favourite place, person or thing. We are here for all of it. Don't forget to rate and subscribe, and I'll talk to you soon.
Cool fact, a crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Also, you can get health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. UnitedHealthcare short-term insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.